What now for the country's largest consumer watchdog? Richard Cordray said yesterday that he would step down as director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau by the end of the month. The bureau was formed in 2011 after the financial crisis as part of the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act. And joining us now is NPR's Chris Arnold, who covers consumer protection issues. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
And there is some speculation that Cordray is leaving because he wants to run for governor of Ohio. Many Republicans would like to do away with the CFPB altogether. So now with his departure, is the very existence of the agency in doubt?
Well, it's probably too dramatic at this point to speculate about, well, are they going to completely dismantle this agency, they being the Republicans? But look, I mean, certainly for years now, many Republicans have attacked Cordray and the CFPB, but now they control this agency. So and it's also very popular across the political spectrum. There's one poll out that showed that a majority of Trump voters want the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, left alone. So, you know, would Republicans, now that they control the bureau, expend the political capital to tear it apart? We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, what has Cordray done as director of the CFPB? What's his accomplishment?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Democrats hail him as a hero of consumer protection. And under his leadership, the bureau went after mortgage lenders and big banks and payday loans. And it took action against the big company that it said was cheating people who had student loans. Altogether, it put $12 billion back into the pockets of everyday American consumers. And because of all that, Wall Street watchdogs and consumer groups say, hey, look, Cordray was doing a great job, and they're sad to see him go.
And what is it that the Republicans don't like about him?
The main thing was two things, right? One is they felt like he personally was too aggressive and too much like a man on a mission. But also they had a problem with the basic design of the CFPB that some claimed was unconstitutional, that there was just too much power in a single director. And also, you know, the Trump administration came in on a very deregulation-oriented mission, and Trump put business-friendly people in charge of, say, the EPA and other agencies. And so Cordray was a holdout, and it would have been very tough politically and even legally for the president to try to fire him. So all that just infuriated Republicans.
And even with Cordray in power there at the CFPB, Republicans just managed to undo a rule from the CFPB that would have allowed consumers to bring class action lawsuits against financial institutions.
That's right. And this was one of Cordray's signature accomplishments at the Consumer Bureau. It took 3 years to make this rule. And basically what it was about is when you get a credit card or you open a bank account, there's like some fine print in the 3-page agreement that you sign that says, I promise not to sue the bank. And the CFPB said, well, look, I mean, you can't do that. People need their day in court. But Republicans in Congress disagreed and they overturned the rule.
So now it's up to President Trump to nominate a successor. What might happen?
Well, you know, who knows who's going to be put there, but consumer advocates are worried that a lot of ongoing work could be delayed. Republicans might try to weaken the bureau structurally in various ways, or, you know, put someone in there who has their feet up on their desk and, you know, isn't really being an aggressive regulator, or in some other way just try to defang this powerful watchdog consumer bureau.
It's NPR's Chris Arnold. Chris, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.